Oh man.
What was school like then for you when you were growing up?
Well, school was all right. But back then, when we went to school, we had to walk to school. And we had come from school. There was some big boys older than us. When they said, "Come on, y'all, let's have a fight." They'd make us fight. I hate when school turn out, because I know it's going to be some fighting going on now. The big boys would. I said, "Come on, y'all, we're going to have a fight." "All right, y'all, come on." The better to step in the ring first. Then what better, you know, you want to be the bang, go get your butt whooped anyway. I'd step in not so I'd get whooped and get on out the way. Yeah, they'll make us fight. You might as well step in now, because they're going to make the big girls fight. They're going, "Come on, y'all, let's have a fight. The bad on a step in now first." And you know, you step in there like you bad. You don't do nothing but get your butt whooped and get on like that. Yeah, that was a sight.
So now, when you had to go fight, would you have to fight another girl or would you have to fight a boy?
Girl.
So two girls fight, two boys fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, you want to be the bad and you didn't want to not be bad. You step in the ring. But you're going to get tore up when you got in there anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
So you just get it over with, get your feet and get out.
Get over with and get it over. And then look at the rest of them.
Y'all were supposed to have school on your mind. No wonder you didn't want to go past the 8th grade. It's fortunate you made it to the 8th grade.
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
Oh, you did good.
Yeah.
Oh, sure did.
Okay. All right.
What about what was going on in school then? I don't know if I want to know any more about what else was going on after school, if that was the...
Yeah.
I could see how that would have a lasting memory for you. But what was in school like for you?
Well, it was all right in school yet.
I remember I was talking to my grandmother. Did you guys have it where it was more like a one-room schoolhouse and multiple grades were in there?
Okay. And then in one school, the men's come and put a partition in between there and made three, well, I really would call them classrooms. It was just a building, and they divided it up so they could have different classes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, it was nothing like what kids have now.
Hmm. And was there, I assume at that point then, you didn't ever go to a school where there was integration at any point. And so there was always just one school for blacks and then a different school for whites always.
Mm. Now what about when you moved here and you had your children here, did they go to school with mixed or was it not?
Yeah, mixed? It was mixed.
It was mixed, right? Mm-hmm.
But no, it wasn't when they first started. Oh, that was a sad day when it was integrated.
Was it sad? Yeah. What happened? Tell me about it.
Well, nothing happened. You know, it just got out that what was going to happen, but nothing did. Because everybody was worried about the child, about the children. People didn't want to go to work because they wanted to be home to see about the children and all. Gail was in that. I guess they done away with her. She's still here.
How old was she then when integration occurred?
How old were you, Gail?
I went my 8th grade year.
Mm-hmm.